Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, they out here prostituting kiddos. Fill their pockets with De Niro. Pedophiles pitiful, sell a child a centerfold. Take their innocence, put it on the internet. Purity's tainted, dignity shaking. Enslaving the soul of all of these babies. And freedom got a price nobody paying. Making money, American dream, ain't it? Nah, it's a nightmare, don't fight fair for white hair. Benjamin Franklin, let's kill it, we hate for him. Write a song justifying the lies we take for him. They ain't with me, I'm willing to wait for him. Little me, sat up on the porch, thinking dollar bills. Stomach feel from another meal that my mama killed still. I can't keep still, I probably steal to keep a couple of Nike checks on the back of my heel. Grab my back on the pills, I need a stack of them bills. They say be slaves to the money, I guess be back on the field. I'ma go pursue my happiness, they told me it was free. But I'm still paying for it, I'm indebted to this thing. Heard a prophet say the prophet, don't focus on making change. Just focus on trying to be it and maybe you'll make a gain. Maybe you'll free the slaves, maybe you'll bring a change. The destinations are different, but everyone's on the train.
Freedom isn't free. But I still believe in my freedom, so my mind can see. Please let me be free. Please let me freedom.
Yeah, I'm out here chasing this freedom, nigga. I keep chopping my feet off, and if they catch me, I'm so beat, but I ain't about to believe it. King Kunta, King of Kunin, or Kenan and Kale. Rather rot in a jail cell than beat up in hell. Well, well done is you cooking, or is you hearing your father say, well done, is he looking at all your honors? Modestly, I'll be honest, I'm hanging on to that promise, cause honestly, I ain't really been everything that I oughta be on my hearing and bury me next to Honest Abe. Here lies another man murdered for trying to free the slaves. I gave Chief Keith my number in New York this summer. I told him I could get you free, I'm on my net, turn a back burner, cooking up a fat burger while we shucking jive to a song about a crack murder. Know we need a change, but we threw it on the stage. Got some money and a soul, and neither one of us safe.
Freedom, it isn't free, but I still believe in our freedom, so my mind can see. Please let me be. Let me be free, freedom, ooh, freedom, freedom, freedom.
Well, good evening and welcome to Christian Talk Radio and Christian Talk Radio Live here at blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Malicia, and I'd like to welcome you to my show tonight. This is a Bible study, and we do study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, and here a little and there a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio, I would like to welcome you to the show. I would also like to ask you to go to my website at www.christiantalkradio.website. Again, that is www.christiantalkradio.website. There you can go on the menu and click on podcast. You can listen to the Bible studies that I have done in the past. And there are several of them, hundreds of them. I'm doing Bible studies now for about seven or eight years. I can't keep it with my own child, but I've been doing this for a while now. And you know what? It's so important, my brothers and my sisters, that we study the Word of God. The Bible says to study the Word of God to set yourself approved. To show yourself approved unto who? Unto Father God, not unto man, but a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, but who rightly divides the Word of truth. I said, but who rightly divides the word of truth. And we know that the word of truth can be wrongly divided. And so it's up to us, my brothers and my sisters, to rightly divide the word of truth. Now, as I said, I've been doing this for a while. And, you know, Father God has blessed me to make me internationally, to make his word, because I take me out of it. Because it's not ever about Malaysia. It's about Father God. He has taken his word to the nations internationally. And I thank God that I've had the opportunity to talk to some great people, some great ministers of the gospel. Not only were ministers, but they were great people that loved the Lord all around the world. And I thank Father God for allowing me to do that. Then I humble myself. I have an humble spirit. So therefore, Father God can use me. Because he can't use you if you're prideful and you're all about yourself and he's all about you and nobody else but you. He can't use you like that. And see, that's what society has gone to today, you know, with social media. Social media, in its ways, it's some good and it's some bad. And social media allows people that would not ever have anyone to actually come to them and compliment them about something. It allows people to compliment you or to like, especially Facebook, or to like you for something that you probably never thought people would like you for. You might have thought you were a person that people didn't like, but then you get out on Facebook, social media, somebody likes it. And so you become a social media, a Facebook phenomenon, like, well, I've never gotten liked in my whole life, and finally somebody likes me. So you become a Facebook phenomenon, and you just live off Facebook likes because you're not used to people liking you. So you go out, and see, you go out on social media, and you make yourself known to social media because this is the only justification of your self-validation of yourself that you have. And so you become a Facebook, what do I call, a Facebook junkie. You become a Facebook junkie because you get addicted to likes. And any time that you're addicted to something, no matter whether it's food, cigarettes, liquor, or whatever, or sex addiction, whatever your addiction is, cigarettes, tobacco, drugs, whatever your addiction is, it's never good. Being addicted to anything, being addicted to social media, being addicted to Facebook likes, it's not good, my brothers and my sisters. That's why you have to know when to turn things off or let go of things. Because an addiction is, if you're addicted to something, you have to have it every day. Just like smoking a cigarette. If you're addicted to nicotine, tobacco, you have to have it every day. It's an addiction. If you're addicted to alcohol, liquor, drugs, whatever the kind may be, whether it be pharmaceutical drugs, whether it be street drugs, cocaine, marijuana, whatever it is. If you're addicted to that type of thing, then you have to have it every day. If you're addicted to social media, then you have to be on it all the time. Even if you're at work, you're checking your social media, Facebook page, Pinterest, you're checking every blog out there that you can't even work. You can't even work a regular job because you're too busy checking your social media pages. See, you want to know how many likes you got. You put a picture out there. If you don't get 100 likes on it, you're depressed. It depresses you. Why does it depress you? Because you're addicted to likes. If you don't get the 10 likes, you're depressed. Why does it depress you? Because you're used to getting 100 likes on your pics. So if you don't get the 10 likes, you're depressed. Why does it depress you? Because you are addicted to social media and to Facebook likes. That's what you're addicted to. See? See, a person that is not addicted to social media don't care whether they get likes or not. They don't care. It doesn't matter to them because they're not addicted to social media, Facebook likes. They're not addicted to them. So it don't matter if somebody likes it or not. See, social media is really a means to talk to people, you know, just to talk to people. You know, some people you know, some people you don't know. But people have taken social media and Facebook to a new level. They're divorcing their wives. They're divorcing their husbands. They're finding love, not true love, but they're finding love on social media, on Facebook, on Twitter, on whatever other blogs. Or they're finding love that they can't find at home. And they're leaving their wives for an unreal satisfaction somewhere. See, unreal satisfaction because it's made up. See, it's made up. It's not real because you don't know it. See, anything real, you got to be able to touch it and see it and feel it. You don't know who these people are on social media, but you will leave your house, your wife, and your husband for somebody that you never met before and call it love. I said you would leave your wife, your husband, your children, and for somebody that you never even heard of, because they look good on a Facebook page. And most times, your Facebook page ain't real. It's got a picture up there that don't look nothing like that person for real. They done lightened it up. They done faded it up. They done fixed it up. They done edited it out. And if you saw them in real life, you might think you're not a boogie bear, okay. But you see them on Facebook, and they look so cute because they done ashed it out, they done fixed it, they done whitened it up, they done did everything to it, cut it out, paste it, fixed it up. You don't even look like the person, the real person. Unless you see a real picture out there. You know what a real picture looks like, though. It ain't got no brighten up, it ain't got no lightens up, it ain't got nothing on it, just a real blue, true blue. But you don't see that out there anymore. What you see out there now is folks, they're not real. Somebody said, and I guess this will be a good name for it. Somebody said, it's not Facebook, it's Book. And I thought, wow, they write all the money like that. They write all the money like that. It's not Facebook, it's fake. That's FKE Book. Not Facebook, the fake book. Because you got so many fake folks out there that's pretending to be something that they're not. And what they try to do is shut down the real folks. Because the real folk don't pay for Facebook likes. Not real folks. Not folks that are for real, for real. They don't pay for no, why am I going to pay to look for somebody to like me? Because that's what you're doing. Yeah, you got a million, 2 million likes. Yeah, right. There ain't 2 million people that watch you, that know who you are, you know. But you got 2 million likes out there. All right, if you say so. If you say so. You can't even sell 2 million records. I said you can't even sell too many records, but you got two. You can't even sell 2 million records, 2 million Facebook likes. Come on now. Come on now. And you know, I've heard this, and you know, Facebook has said it themselves, that they had to take some of these likes away. Because they're not what they call, something was going on at one time last year with Facebook, and they were taking likes away from some of these people that they had put likes on for some reason. I don't know. But what I'm saying to you is that everybody you think likes you don't like you. And it's best to be real. It's know who you are in yourself. Know who you are. Things. Then you won't be having to have validation from nobody. Just like a made-up face. It's just like if you put on a whole bunch of makeup on your face. That ain't you. That ain't you without a makeup on your face. That ain't you. It ain't real. You put it like that. It ain't real. You say, well, wigs ain't real and fake hair ain't real. That's true, it's not real. But see, you can take that wig off and you can still have pretty face. You can take that hair off and you still have pretty face. The hair might be shorter, but your face still pretty without the makeup. But see, when you put up makeup on, makeup on your face, you take the makeup off, you might not have no pretty face up under there. Yeah. You might not have no pretty face up under there. There's a whole bunch of makeup on your face. You take the wipe the makeup out, who you see? You see the real you. But some folks don't like the real them, so they kick it on. They kick it on tough and heavy. See? And you cannot be like that. You cannot be people were not ashamed of the way they look. They didn't kick on a whole bunch of makeup. If you look at them, God don't make no mistakes. I mean, if you was born like he was born, you look like he looked, that's you. Be proud of who you are, who you look like. You gotta change your whole face, putting on fake makeup and all that kind of stuff to make your face different from what it is. Be true to you. Be you. Do you. Be true to you. God made you and he made you beautiful. And if you don't think you're beautiful, then there's something inside that's going on. It has nothing to do with how you look. See, makeup is made up. And hey, look. If you do what you want to do, you wear what you want to wear. You put on a face of fake makeup, and you love fake makeup, that's you. Okay? But it's not you. And when you wipe that makeup off, they're going to see the real you. Okay? They don't see the real you. But they wear wigs, yeah, but you can take a wig off, and the face still looks the same. See? The face still don't look the same without the wig on. They still don't have the same face. But when you put a bunch of makeup on, you're altering the natural look of your face. Well, Manisha, don't be so hard on folks with my makeup. I don't know what you wear, what you want to wear. You wear what you want to wear. You can't wear your hair natural, want to wear your face natural, too. You know, we're into natural hair. Yeah, but you got natural hair but a made-up face. What's up with that? Yeah, your hair natural, but you got a made-up face. What's up with that? And really, is your hair natural? Because if you took the color out of your hair, would it be black? You know, would it be black? You know, we all got some things on us that there's not a, okay? But you can't talk about a wig if you got dye in your hair. See, this is, you know, hey, I'm just saying. You can't talk about folks that wear wigs and you wear your hair natural, but you got dye on top of the natural. So is it really natural? No, it's not really natural. Because you got dye on it. Which means that it ain't that tough for real. You know? So you can't talk about people that wear wigs and they got dye in your hair. Alright? So let's stop all of this mess, this nonsense. Let's stop this nonsense, okay? Because when you break it down to you, ain't nobody real for real. If everybody let their gray come out, it's gray. Okay, because you know and I know, if you, between the ages of 30 and 60, you got some gray in your hair. Okay, so ain't nobody, you know, so just because you wear a dye in your hair and covering up your gray, and you want to say, well, I'm natural. No, you're not natural, straight on. You're not natural because you're covering up something. Okay, you're covering up something. All right? And I don't have a problem with you wearing dye in your hair. I have a problem with you wearing wigs. I have a problem with you wearing your natural hair. I'm just saying, we're going to keep it real. I said, we're going to keep it real. All right? You use color, you use makeup. People do what they want to make themselves enhance themselves. It's okay to enhance yourself, but don't cover up yourself. Don't be so covered up that don't nobody know the real you. And when they see the real you, they say, oh, is that her for real? I didn't know who she was. Because she don't look like that. Because you done covered so much up, they don't know who you are. Yeah, you don't want to be that kind of covered up. Yeah, you don't want to be that kind of covered up. But don't nobody know who you are when you take it out. Yeah. You know, I get on my soapbox sometimes. You know, I do that. I don't have a problem doing that. That's why people don't like me, because I'm for real about stuff. I'm real about it. I said, I'm real about it. I am real about it. I'm telling you. When I tell you something, I'm coming from the heart. I'm real about it. I'm sorry if I offend you, but I'm really not sorry because you know what? You need to know the truth. The only truth is that you're free. Only the truth. Yeah, I wear my share of red. I wear my share of weave, W-E-A-V-E. But I guarantee you, I mean, it's just weird, but at least she has hair, long hair. The only reason I wear weave is because sometimes I don't feel like fixing it. So I throw some weave in there. Okay. But my hair is long. Don't never get it twisted. Long and thick hair. Okay. Don't never get it twisted. So I don't have anything that I need to cover up. I'm not bald-headed. I got hair. Okay. So when she bald-headed, she wear weave all the time. No, I'm not. I got plenty of hair under this weave. So when he's talking, she done left the subject at hand. She done left talking about, you know what, but you know what, the Bible says talk about all things. Talk about all things. I want you to know, but under this weave, Melissa got a lot of hair, long, thick hair. Don't you never get it twisted. Never, ever get it twisted. And I don't wear makeup, so you don't ever see no makeup on my face. But what you see is real. See, you see real over here. Real. This is my real face. I don't fix it up and cover it up with no makeup. I might see a little lipstick on my lips, but that's it. This is natural. You know, you got to come real with folks. But some, you know, folks are talking all this stuff. You just have to tell them, you know, you just have to let them know about some things. And it's okay because David had enemies. This whole book of Psalms was written about his enemies. Uh-huh. He did. He wrote the whole book of Psalms based on his enemies. He told God, get my enemies from around me. This don't with them. This don't with my enemies, Lord. Because he had enemies. And if he was alive today, you got enemies, whether you know it or not. And sometimes they weren't in your mouth. But sometimes you got to get real with them because they don't understand real. Okay, son, correct. See, I'm the type of person that I don't live off life when I feel that, whether you like militia or not. The Christian Talk Radio wasn't based on whether you like it or not, because I wasn't even on Facebook when I started. I was on radio, but I was on Facebook, and I was so amazed how many people liked my page because I was not on Facebook, and I ain't never done anything in social media. And so I was just, you know, a little bit off stuff. When people started liking my page, I'm going like, they must hear me on the radio. And really, I didn't know how much Father God had blessed me to be international, to be on radio everywhere. I didn't know how much he had blessed me to do that. And so people started contacting me. So they started saying, you know what, I like what you say on radio. You're real. I like real talk. I like people that say talk the truth, not something that's made up and gave up and twisted time. I like the truth, and that's what militia is all about. And some people can't stomach me, but that's okay. I'm not out there for you. If you don't like me, I'm not out there for you because you know what? I don't base what I do on life. I'm not addicted to life. I could care less whether you like it or not. I want to say like the truth of the word of God. So that's as far as you like it or not, I could care less. Because I'm not out here for you to like me. I'm out here to give you the real talk, the truth. And a lot of folks don't want the truth because they like lies, artificial fake book. That's what they like. And so I'm not out here for you. That's why I tell you on my page, if you don't like it, you can leave the door to the left. It's always open. Well, if it's talk, and I couldn't call it Bible study today because I didn't talk about the word today, but if it's talk that makes you think, go ahead and share it with somebody else today. Help somebody to get off of their fake talk. You all have a blessed and wonderful rest of the evening. I'll get back with you tomorrow night, same time, and same station. You be blessed.